get you that pricing right now, okay? I'm sure you're going to like
it. Hi, Oscar. Hello. This is John Ho with Local Splash. How's it going?
Hey, it's going good.
Good to hear. So I did get some good notes here from Dan. So from what I gather, you guys have been in business almost, 17 years now? Is that right?
Yeah, about that. Since 2007.
Okay. So, and I know that I see some notes about, like, you having Home Advisor in the past or Angie's, and that didn't work out well just because of how they didn't tell you the whole story, so to speak. Now, yeah. As far as, you know, just to make sure we're in the right place here, because what we do is mainly Google-focused marketing and building a brand that way. Is that something that you're looking to do to grow the business in that method?
So just being I'll just be available on Google for searching, right?
Right. That's the core of what we do. A lot of the plumbing companies that we work with nationwide, that's usually the main focus that they're looking for, because as you know, when it comes to like plumbers, you know, and your clients, a lot of times your clients are just looking to see who's out there, who can get to them the quickest and get the job done. I'm sure you have a lot of clients who are just trying to do things very quickly.
Yeah.
Like who's available first, right? So having your name on the top of the listing, like in Greater Austin, is one of the keys to making sure that you can be found on Google. Now, I was trying to find your business name on Google. I didn't see. Did I miss something, or are you not listed on Google yet?
I don't know. I may not be listed on Google. I'm not even sure.
Okay. Because I was looking even in your home base, like Manor specifically, right? That's your home base, is Manor, Texas?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So when I look at that, I see like JM Plumbing and then a couple like sponsored listings for like Kinsey and Clark Kent. But for Champions, I didn't see your listing there. But then when I type in Champions Plumbing, let me just try to type in your actual business name. Champions Plumbing in Manor, Texas. I see that you have a Yelp listing with 7 reviews. And then it looks like that. Did you build out a website, championacaustin.com? That's not you, right?
That's a different company.
Okay. It's just so happens they try to say they're doing air conditioning and plumbing. Okay. And then I see you have a Facebook page, though, right? Champions Plumbing?
We do have we had a Facebook page made a couple years ago, and we actually lost access to it, which I haven't tried too hard to get access back to it. I mean, I know I probably
can't. No worries.
If people do still contact us from, just because our number's on there, people will still contact us from, say they found us on Facebook, but we haven't actually had access to the page.
Yeah, because, I mean, when it comes to, like, people who live in the Manor and the surrounding areas, there really aren't too many people running ads out there, so that's why they can still trickle across even your Facebook listing in the area.
Yeah.
So then what do you do, like, to grow the business right now? Like, what marketing do you rely on? Is it strictly just your reputation and word of mouth?
Up until this point, yeah, it's just been word of mouth.
That's a really good position to be in. So let me ask you this then. If word of mouth has gotten you this far, do you think that like getting you listed on Google, I mean, do you see the potential uptick in that, or am I barking up the wrong tree where you're like, you know what, let's just rely on word of mouth?
I mean, I do see potential there, yeah. I mean, I don't really, but I will say, like, I mean, up until to this point, I haven't had much luck with advertising. No one's ever told me that, you know, except for the Facebook thing. I mean, that's the only one people tell you, oh, we found you on Facebook.
Well, you're going to like this then, because we actually do both. We are a premier channel partner for Google and Meta or Facebook. So we actually don't just do Google. Our core package is a Google listing, a website, and then we run Facebook ads for our clients, so that way you can attract customers through ads on Facebook, not just the social media side. I mean, you're getting inbound calls, which is amazing, just by having an old social media page. Imagine if you actually started running ads on Facebook too, you know? Like, it's, the way you're doing it is still working, and that's great. It's just, you know, that's what I was going to ask, and that's why we're asking these questions, is really, if you're not looking to scale up at all, and you say, you know what, I don't need to scale up at all, John, then that's okay too. I mean, that's a valid reasoning if that's something. But if you are looking to grow, or at least just, you know, keep your establishment very strong through the test of time, then, you know, that's where we can assist. So you accept text messages at this 8117 number, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I just sent you two of them from our 877 number. First one just says, "Hi, Oscar. This is John Call with Local Splash." But the second one is a link to a sample website that we would provide to you and customize for you for Champions Plumbing. Let me know when you get a chance to pull it up. It's for Four Elements Plumbing. It's just a preview website.
All right, let me take a look. It's just loading right now.
No worries. And then your logo on your Facebook page, is that still your logo, like with the monkey wrench that says unbeatable service, the pipe wrench? Yeah.
Yeah. Same thing. Okay, yeah,
I see. No worries. So I just wanted to show you the structure of this just real briefly. It's optimized for cell phone effectiveness and cell phone use. And the main thing that you'll see when you pull up the website, where the logo is at the top and the click-to-call button, when you scroll through the website, that stays at the top, visible at all times, especially the quick click-to-call button. And the reason being is so that way, once your clients decide, hey, you know, Champions is the guy for me, they can just press the button and call. Because as you may already know, there aren't too many people out there that are trying to memorize phone numbers anymore. They just want to press a button and call.
That's right.
Okay. The Champions logo, Champions Plumbing logo from your Facebook page, as long as you have the artwork of that, that would replace where it says Local Splash. And then, of course, we'll try to get you a domain as close to championsplumbing.com as possible. Depending on what's available, it might be something like championsplumbingtx.com or something like that. But, you know, we'll get something very, very close to the domain that works for you. And then we promote it on Google. So again, the real core of what we do, the website is just a tool just so you have that, because we know having a strong website is important. That's not like an additional cost. Mm-hmm. It's just part of our service, because what's really important for your sake and your growth, if you want to be out there online, is we promote that website so that way you're at the top listings of Google, you know, on the first page when someone's looking for plumbers, plumbing near me, and so on and so forth. Now, just to make sure we're marketing the right services, what do you want to market towards at this point? Like, what type of plumbing service is it? Is it more like the like drain cleaning and an emergency type service, clog cleaning, or is it something like installs and things like that?
I mean, we pretty much do it all. I mean, with anything plumbing, we do. Emergencies, service work, remodels, new builds, even commercial. I mean, whatever. I mean, up until this point, we haven't turned down any particular side of plumbing work, you know.
You can do commercial plumbing, remodels, new builds. You do all those things, and you've been thriving without even having a single like photo of what you do online. That's amazing, right? Like, I mean, imagine, like, if a customer moved into Austin, they're like, how do I find these guys who've been kicking butt for 17 years? Like, they don't even see you, right? Yeah. So, you know, that's what we would do to kind of get you going that way. Again, if you felt that was a reasonable way to get people who don't know about you by name, right, and don't know of your reputation in the community. So that's what we do first to get you on the first page of Google. And then, like I said, you know that Facebook is where some people find you. We would optimize your Facebook profile. If you want us to, if you're going to reactivate this one, that's fine. If you can get access to it, that's great. And then we'll put a digital business card on the first page to replace your photo of like a couple pipe fittings there. And then, we'll also promote it with Facebook Boost ads. So the reason why people like Facebook Boost ads, are you familiar with how Facebook Boost ads work? Just real briefly, just before I get into too much detail there.
No, I haven't heard of that.
Okay, so basically, it's, let me ask you this. Do you have your own Facebook page or any other social media page that you browse from time to time?
No, I don't actually. We only use that Champions Plumbing one, Facebook. And I haven't had my own Facebook in a few years already. I've been off of Facebook.
Okay. No worries. So let me ask this then. Have you ever noticed this sometimes when you're even scrolling online? Have you ever noticed sometimes ads will pop up that are very relevant to something you searched for online before? You ever noticed that when you're on websites and whatnot?
Yeah, I have seen that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so
I was on Facebook before, you know.
Okay, so that's basically what we do on Facebook. It's called retargeting advertising. So Facebook works like this. If you're searching on Google or other platforms looking for plumbers near me, plumbing installation, or any of those things that you want to market in your service area, whether it's Austin, Manor, or any of the areas around you, if you're going all the way to like Garfield and like Camp Swift, for example, or Georgetown to the north, all of the areas where you want to market on Facebook, if they're looking for what you do on Google or other search engines, later on that evening when they're relaxing in bed, scrolling through Facebook, checking in on friends and family, that's when your ad will pop up for Champions Plumbing in their newsfeed. Just like you said you experienced in the past. So Facebook works really well like that because you don't even have to be like the top listing on Google, but when your ad pops, yours is the only one that they see. So that's why a lot of our clients like the Facebook ads. But again, that's part of our core service. We do Facebook ads, Google optimization, build out a website, and we can refresh your Facebook business profile. It's all included, and we do $100 of your monthly fee going straight towards Facebook ads. Okay, so including the $100 of Facebook ads, the website, the Google optimization, all together, it's a month-to-month program. We don't do any annual retainers or anything like that. It's just strictly month to month, and it's priced at $249 a month.
Mm-hmm. And then is there like a startup fee?
The startup fee to do all the initial programming, including the website and whatnot, not meant to break your back. I know you've dealt with bigger startup fees with Angie's. Our startup fee is $99.
Okay. So $99, and then moving forward, how much monthly again?
So it's $99, the startup fee. You still do pay for the first month as well. So the very first month is $348 to be, you know, completely transparent. And then every month thereafter is $249. And each and every month you get $100 of that going towards Facebook ads.
Okay. All right, and on my end, what would I have to have for you guys to do, which I got to do? Like, what do I need to provide to y'all besides funds? What more would you need from me?
You're doing most of it right now, actually. It's really just we have a couple conversations with you, one like today where we figure out exactly what you want to market towards and the service areas you want to do. And then you guide us. There's one more call later that takes about 30 minutes where you guide us a little bit to make sure we build out your website to your liking. And then when we publish your website, it takes us about 7 days, 7 to 14 days to be exact. We'll send you the website and say, hey, do you like this or do you need us to make slight changes or anything like that? But you know, we have this down to a science pretty well to where you let us know what you want to choose as service offerings. And then, you know, we'll take away from the sample website I sent you what you don't want to have on it. And then if there are photos of your own work you want us to include, then we'll, you know, replace our stock photos as needed, you know, things like that.
Yeah. Okay. So I basically would just need to provide photos for y'all and then discuss what particular jobs we're targeting. And then
because if you saw on the website on that drop down, when you click on the services, mm-hmm. there's like 50 different service offerings there, and it doesn't stop. So you can, like, if you don't want to do ARB systems, or if you don't want to be doing boiler repair, for example, you know, these are some things that you can tell us to take out.
Okay.
So don't want to jump the gun here, though, Oscar, but let me know any other questions that you have for me, because, I mean, you know, we can get started as soon as today, or if you need us to push to another time, let me know.
Well, I mean, if it's that simple, so $350 first time payment and then $250 every month. Right. I'm just kind of, my only thing is I'm just not sure how much it's just hard, you know, considering that I haven't had much luck with the other people that, you know, are doing similar things. For me.
And that's fair. And that's why, like, I know Angie's kind of left you feeling, like, completely tricked and whatnot. The only question I guess I would ask my clients is, do you believe people go on Google to find you, to find people like you? And do you believe that people use Facebook to find people like you? Or scroll on Facebook later on in the evening, I should say. As long as you believe that your potential clients are on Facebook and or Google, we expect to earn your business within the very first month. Your ads on Facebook will be live within 7 to 14 days as well. So that way you can start getting the ROI and the inbound traffic. And then, you know, at that point, the $249 a month just becomes a no-brainer because you're already seeing the results already.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think I could be interested in doing this.
Okay. So do you have about 10 more minutes and then I'll just start everything as far as the initial questionnaire and whatnot?
Yeah. Just a quick 10 minutes.
Oh. Okay. What's your last name, Oscar?
Prince.
Not a king yet? You said Prince, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Nice. All right. And then what's a good email for you?
That'll be championplumber@gmail.com. And that's champions with the S at the end and plumber with the ER at the end, not plumbing.
Gotcha. You probably have to say that a lot because it's slightly different from the business name, right?
Yeah, exactly.
No worries. And then I have the business name specifically Champions Plumbing, no LLC or anything, right? It's just Champions Plumbing.
Yeah, correct.
Okay. Address of 12124 Pecan Gateway, is that still correct?
Yeah, but I'd rather the address not be publicized if possible.
That's correct. If it's a home-based address, we won't publish it on your Google Business Profile, Facebook, or your website.
Yeah, I prefer that.
Okay. And then I saw on your Facebook page there was an old domain link of championsplumbingtx.com. Do you still own that or no?
I'm not sure. I got to check with my dad on that because he had actually set up. He was doing some things before, and I'm not sure what exactly he did. I just know that he really don't have access to, you know, like the Facebook, and if there was a website, I know he don't know nothing. He probably don't remember or something.
Okay, a better question to ask is, do you want us to do a new Facebook profile, like a brand new Facebook page altogether?
Yeah, I mean, that wouldn't hurt. I mean, that would, if it's simpler that way, you know.
Yeah, because if you can't get into the Facebook page, you said you can't get into it, right?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't tried myself. I've been having my dad see since he was the one that set it up. And I don't know how hard he's actually tried to do it. He just tells me he can't do it. But I could actually put some effort into it and see if I can get it done.
No worries. No worries. We'll just build a new one. It's easier from scratch. I mean, this Facebook page, the last post was like 6 or 7 years ago, so it's fine.
Okay.
Better question then, do you have a personal Facebook profile, or even if you haven't used it in a while, because we would still have to connect this new Facebook page to a human being's profile?
Yeah, I mean, I do have an old Facebook account that I am, I have it, what's the word that they use?
Deactivated or something?
Yeah, it's deactivated. However, I'd rather not use that one either because...
So what you can do, here's the easy solution. Make a new Facebook, a new personal one, whenever you want, and then just share us that new URL, and then you'll never see the personal one connected to the business. We just need to connect it to a human being. That's just a rule for Facebook.
Okay. Okay.
So you can make one whenever you want. Yeah, at some point. We're going to do an onboarding call, like I said, that takes about 30 minutes. If you want to take it on today, I do have availabilities at 3 to 4 and 4 to 5. And if that doesn't work, we can do any time on Monday.
We could do 3 to 4. And I should be able to get a Facebook made by then.
And even if you don't have it made just in that moment, that's okay. We'll, but if you do get it made by then, perfect, because then we'll get those ads running as soon as we can.
Okay.
At 3 to 4, right? All right, let me just get that
yeah.
for you. I'm going to send you the invite right now. All right, give me 1 second. So the invite's going to come from jkyle@localsplash.com. You should see that in about 5 seconds there. championsplumber@gmail.com, right?
Yeah. Are you sending the email?
Yeah, I just sent it right now, an email with the invite. It's a Google invite there.
Okay.
For 3 to 4.
I'm not going to get that right now because I just got this phone and I haven't even uploaded the email address to this one yet.
you're good, brother. Don't worry about it. As long as you know it's 3 to 4, it's fine. It just, you don't have to respond to it. You're good.
Okay.
Now, just to help my onboarding team out a little bit, I did put in emergency plumbing, remodels, new builds, commercial plumbing. Would you mind name dropping a few more other services, maybe 3 or 4 more that just they can start kind of building out your profile?
So we could do, let's see, we got service, remodel, new construction, commercial. We can do water softener installs, sewer stoppages, line reroutes, gas work, water heater installs, testing, plumbing, hydrostatic testing or pressure testing.
You said
testing.
You do like sewer services and like clog cleaning or whatever, drain cleaning?
Yeah, we do drain cleaning. You can put that on there.
Okay.
And yard line replacement is good.
You said yard line replacement?
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. That's a good 12 to 15 right now, so we're definitely on a good start there. Not using anyone
re-piping.
Else for like this. Oh, repiping. Okay. You're not using anyone else for this, type of service, right? You're not using any other SEO companies?
No. Okay. Well, I don't know if it counts. There's another website called My USA Directory, and I had paid them, and they put an ad on their website. But I haven't. I don't think it's like someone would have to go to their website, and then they would see our ad there. But I don't. They're not like. It's not moving anywhere, you know, and they're not like putting it out nowhere or nothing like that.
Yeah. So no one who's helping you on Google, you're just saying you're on another directory, not a problem. Okay. And then you have all the required licensing and insurance for your profession, right?
Yeah. Yep. I have all the required licensing, insurance, and registrations with the cities and everything.
Nice. Okay. And then we're going to build out a new website for you, a new Facebook page as well, and you'll provide the personal URL for Facebook during the onboarding call. Then the last couple things I have here, we also set up a call tracking service. We want you to hold us accountable. So how it works, it's not like Angie's. I know Angie says, like, press 5 to connect. It's nothing like that. It's when you receive a call, you'll see exactly who's calling. And it'll be just like you received a call on your cell phone. It's all it is just allows us on the back end to get you records of everyone who's called from our marketing efforts. So when we tell you we produced 30 calls for you this month as a random example, you'll have those exact stats on the back end as well. Okay.
Okay. And how do y'all do that? I mean, do y'all put out?
So basically your Google page, Facebook page, and website will have a slightly different number versus, but every call will go straight to your 8117. So the moment someone dials in the other number or presses on their phone, because remember, no one really sees the number because they're just pressing a click a call button, you won't notice any difference because the call just goes straight to you.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, outside of Manor and Austin and surrounding areas, are there any other city names that you want me to promote that you're going to do marketing towards, like that you very specifically want to hit?
So we could say Austin, Manor, Round Rock. There's Lakeway and Westlake, there's Buda, and there's Elgin even.
Wait, I saw Lakeway. Okay, I see Lakeway. You said Westlake as well?
Yeah.
And then what was the other city after Westlake? You said Buda?
Yeah, we could do Buda. There's quite a few cities. Around, there are little towns around Austin that I could name out. But,
oh, I see now. I see Buda. Yeah. Okay. I see him now. It's Buda.
It looks like Buda.
Okay. Yeah, it looks like it. Exactly. All right. So let me name a couple then. I got like Bee Cave, Cedar Valley, Bear Creek, Garfield.
Yep. Not familiar with Garfield. I think. If I'm not mistaken, I think Garfield is closer to Dallas.
No, Garfield is like Weberville near Del Valle, that
Del
area.
Valley.
Del Valley.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't. I haven't. Like I said, there's a lot of little towns around Austin.
Like Wildwood is another one. Mustang Ridge.
Mustang Ridge. That's a little. Yeah, we can do Mustang Ridge, too. No, that's no problem.
I mean, there's a lot, right? Like, so I'm just going to put Austin and surrounding areas, and they'll get it figured out there.
That's fine.
And then that way, if they have any questions, you know, they can take it from there. But last thing here is what hours of operation? Go ahead. Are you saying something?
Basically, 8 to 6.
Okay. Monday through Saturday or Monday through Friday or Monday through Sunday?
I would say Monday through Saturday. I mean, we'll do emergencies on Sunday, you know, so. Like if it's an emergency service, we could do Sunday. But for the most part, like for, you know, general operations, Monday through Saturday.
Right, right. So it will show close, but they'll probably still call because you do say you're going to be an emergency plumber. And if they call,
yeah,
that's the Sunday charge. I understand.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll put that there. Closed Sunday. Offers emergency services. Okay. All right. And then they said, please do not publish physical address.
Physical address.
Okay, everything is set up. So you're going to get a couple emails from us when everything is fully set up today. One is going to walk you through how to submit information to get a Google Business Profile established. So that's something that, you know, will help you walk through. You still have to be the person to initiate the contact with Google, but that's why we just give you kind of every detailed walkthrough that we can, okay, for that.
Okay, and so, for example, how if in the future we wanted to, you know, cancel services or whatever, because, I mean, it is $250 every month, so, I mean, I don't know how much business this would bring us, you know what I mean? But if it turns out that, you know, it's not really working out in our favor or whatever, how would we go about canceling service? How does that work?
Great, great question, and I appreciate you asking that because it is important to have a good exit strategy if need be, right? So while we'd hate for that to happen, and I'll go over that in detail as well during our quality assurance portion of the call, basically you have a lot of options when you exit. You can either A, just say, I want to buy the domain just so I have ownership to that and use it maybe to build another website on my own. And that's a one-time fee of $99 if you want to exit that way. If you want to exit where you want us to manage your website and do everything website-related but do nothing in terms of Google promotion or Facebook promotion, we can do that as well. That's $50 a month as a standalone item. And then that's basically it as far as exiting, but you can cancel at any time. You just have to give us a call to let us know you're canceling. Of course, we're gonna, you know, ask what you're canceling for and do everything we can to convince you to change your mind. But, you know, that's, we have a reputation to uphold as well. So we understand. Let's say you have a reason that's, an unstoppable reason, like you're moving out of the country and don't plan on doing plumbing when you do because you just won the lottery. Like, we're not gonna stop you. Uh-huh. So that's fine. There's no cancellation fee or anything like that, just to be clear.
Okay. So if I wanted to, so if I did, so for example, if it was just like, which I know you were pretty confident that that we will be receiving lots of service from y'all, but to me, this is new and I don't know how it might go. So if, for example, a month goes by and I haven't got any new business from y'all, and I wanted to cancel at that point, it would be easy enough just to call, have a conversation, cancel the service, and then we wouldn't, that would be in the story, right?
Yeah, so we're always here in that situation. Correct.
Mm-hmm. And how does that happen often with y'all's other contractors that y'all work for?
As far as what, like canceling and stuff?
Yeah.
Well, we have about 10,000 clients nationwide. So at the end of the day, there are reasons why people like exit, and you know, they can be very legitimate, or they can be, maybe the person didn't feel like they were getting value from it. But if you look at the reviews and things like that, you'll see that's not the case almost ever. You know, we have about 1,000 reviews, so, you know, we definitely have a strong backing even on our own Google reviews, but that's why I'll still let you know, we have our reputation upkeep as well, which means if there's a situation that, you feel leads you to cancel, you know, we might, the worst we would do is beg and plea, right? But at the end of the day, you know, we're going to respect your decision. And as far as your Google business profile, that will stay, right? Any reviews that you accumulate on Google, that's going to stay and you'll have full access to that. The only difference that's going to change is we'll revert your number back to 8117 because you won't need the tracking number anymore.
Yeah.
So all that is still being intact.
The 250 is for y'all to continue to push my ads out, basically, right?
Well, we're continuing to push ads out and push you to the top of Google listing, because when it comes to optimization, it is a full-time job getting the right keywords in there, as well as making sure your site is optimized, making sure your schema markup and knowledge graph on the back end of your website, those things are reading appropriately on Google. And just to let you know, when Google comes in and trains us and tells us that their algorithm has changed, then we have to make sure that we reflect that on our own clients, like marketing efforts. So, yes, there's a lot of things that go on that go beyond my level of understanding, technically speaking. But, yeah, it's definitely a full-time job to continuously stay on top of Google's listings.
So, for example, if I were to check myself, like see how easy it is or how hard it is to find myself on Google, you know, then that would be a good way of knowing that y'all are doing y'all's job. But then if I have a hard time, like, you know, I'm paying y'all, like, and I can't even find myself on Google, then I would know, like, okay, well, y'all
then we drop the ball. You're right. So here's, okay. That's why we go live with your Facebook ads within 7 to 14 days, because that way you're going to get some traction, because Google doesn't happen that quickly, right? Google, not only when you submit your information, it has to be verified, but after it's verified, we have to get you listed, and then once we get you listed, we have to get you optimized so you start showing up on the map and moving upwards. So we do have a promise time to get you on the first page of your listings, for at least some of your keywords within 30 to 45 days. So we're definitely going to push to hit that threshold for Google. But for Facebook and your website, those first two steps, that's 7 to 14 days. So that way you'll still have, you know, reportable volume as far as how effective we are even within that first month.
So after paying the $350 initial fee, how soon after that can I expect to maybe get my first call? Or, like, I mean, I know you can't calculate how fast I'll get my first call, but how fast before people start seeing me?
Your Facebook ads are live in 7 to 14 days. So, yes, within 1 to 2 weeks, you're going to have live ads, 100%.
Okay.
So you're going to have back-end tracking, too, where you're going to be able to see the click-throughs, the keyword search results, how many times your website had impressions, which just basically means they did a search for plumbing, and, you know, that's an impression technically, right? So all those things, mm-hmm. and then more importantly, the phone calls, how many phone calls came through to you, that's all visible on your end at all times from our dashboard. So during the onboarding call at 3, they'll walk you through the dashboard as well.
Okay.
So last step here, it's going to take about 3 more minutes. We allow you to choose a security question. That way, when we do call, if there's any confusion, you can test us. Because sometimes there are bad actors out there, Oscar, who pretend to be local slash because we are one of the prominent players in the marketing industry. So in order to protect yourself, when we do call, starting with the 3 o'clock call, we're always going to call from 877-635-225. That's the same number I sent you the text messages from. So make sure you say that number as local splash, okay?
Okay.
But if you do have any confusion, we let you choose either your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name as your security question.
Okay. Well, I guess we could do my mother's maiden name.
Okay. And the answer for that?
Is Guerrero.
G-U-E-R-R-E-R-O?
It's G-U-E-R-E-R-R-O.
GUERERRO?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. And then, so last step here, the card you'll be using is in the name of Oscar Prince at 12124 Pecan Gateway, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, remember, today's charge is for $348, and I'm ready for the card whenever you are.
Okay. All right. Number is going to be 3793-6302-9852-527.
Okay, and the expiration?
Going to be 0825.
And then the four digits on the front of the Amex?
The three digits?
There's a four-digit code on the front of the Amex. It's printed in usually near the bottom of the card.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah. It's 2376.
All right, give me one second here. So I'm not going to process the card just yet. We're going to do the final step of the call. This is the recorded portion of the call. It's our voice verification. It's just for quality assurance here. You are going to receive everything in writing that we talked about, including the 7 to 14 day being the time frames of everything going live, with the exception of the Google Math listings usually being live within 30 to 45 days. The $249 a month each and every month after this month, after the initial payment, $348, that's all going to be there in writing once we're done with processing the payment. But for now, I'm going to go through the voice verification. And to clarify, I have your name is Oscar Prince for this portion, and your business name is Champions Plumbing, correct?
Yes.
Okay, I'll go ahead and begin now. So, Oscar, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This portion of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Champions Plumbing.
Okay, and please state your name and title within the business.
Oscar Prince, owner.
Okay, great. And then as owner, of course, you're authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Okay, great. And you're also an authorized user on the billing of this card account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Oscar, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. And as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors and sometimes bad actors not related to Local Splash, which is why we provide you the security question to verify the call is coming from us and not another company in the event of any confusion. And when we do call, we'll call from our 877-635-6225 number, starting with today's 3 o'clock call. And when we do call, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah, and in hiring Local Splash as your certified Google marketing representative, do you also agree to let us know should you take on any additional online marketing efforts with other companies during the term of your agreement?
Yeah.
Okay. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, June 7, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month, also on the seventh day of the month, in the amount of $249. This will be a recurring payment. But, of course, being a month-to-month program, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. And just be sure you speak to a live representative. And if you do choose to cancel, Oscar, while we would hate to lose you, to prevent charges for your next month of service, make sure you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
No, I understand. So that would be the local flash number, the same number?
Right. The same one I sent the text message from, save that as local splash. That's the one that you would call for anything, even if you did want to cancel, correct?
Okay. And what about this number? Is it anything important, the one we're talking
about? The 512 number is on our sales side. You would still get a hold of us if you called back that and went to the customer service. It still works fine, but the 877 number is the one that is the best number, because even if you send a text message to 877, everyone on the team gets it. So that way we'll be able to see it, whether it's the sales side or the customer service side. And just to be clear to you, even if you had a question for me, Oscar, you could still send a text back and say, hey, John, give me a call or something like that, or whatever the case may be, I'll still receive it. But in most cases, after your onboarding call today, most of your inquiries are probably going to be going straight to the onboarding team.
Okay.
All right. You should receive an email and text message right now that indicates that it says, welcome to Local Splash. Please click here to view your initial invoice. All those things that are sent to you, that what we talked about. On that initial invoice, when you open it up, it's going to have two areas where you can check off that you've acknowledged that you received it and you're in agreement with the terms. There's also a lot of information that doesn't apply to you in this invoice as well, such as Google Guaranteed Ads. That's a higher form of advertising that you can definitely partake in later, but we usually don't start our clients at that level just because, you know, we want to earn your trust first before we start suggesting bigger dollar advertising. And so you'll see some things that aren't applicable. Everything that we talked about is what's applicable. There's also something about a customized website that's not applicable to you, because we're going to be doing the website similar to what I sent you. A fully custom website is for companies that want to do like e-commerce or something like that. You're not doing that on your website, if that makes sense. Okay.
Yeah.
So when you check that on the invoice, there's two checkboxes at the bottom. Sign it as Oscar Prince. As long as you can take care of that by the 3 o'clock call, that'll be great. If you don't get to it by the 3 o'clock call, the onboarding team will still gladly review it with you and answer any questions you have, okay?
Okay.
All right, Oscar. Again, in the meantime, in the next hour and 20 minutes, any questions you have, reach out to me. If not, then our onboarding team will gladly reach out to you to go through everything starting at 3 o'clock, okay?
Okay.
All right, Oscar. Hey, thanks so much. And, you know, we really look forward to getting everything squared away starting at 3.
All right. Well, thank you.
Hey, have a good one now.
All right, you too.
All right, bye-bye.